Hey guys, welcome to our Christmas episode of Fans of Power. I'm along here with my two good Christmassy buddies, Joe Amato and Dirt from Pop Culture Network. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
It's a little rainy here. I wish it was snow. I'm one of those guys. I'm one of the weirdos. I love snow.
Snow is great until you have to shovel it and go to work.
Oh, see, I don't shovel it. I just drive over it in the truck.
We're having the warmest days here. It's 70 degrees here. It's never been that warm here in Ohio. It's 70.
Yeah, right? It's an El Nino year. There. That's why we've got that warm El Nino. This is the hottest one since 1990, I think they said.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what the El Nino is in Spanish, right?
The Nino?
The Nino.
Yeah.
From Chris Farley. Yeah. I had to say it. Sorry.
All right. So
let's get back on topic here. Joe, start us off, please.
All right. Well, this episode we thought it'd be nice for it, probably just dedicate this episode to the fans, you know, because obviously without them, we wouldn't be here doing this podcast. And so we wanted them to share some of their fond Christmas memories, you know, whether it did, you know, pertain to Masters or anything, but maybe their favorite childhood Christmas memory. So I said, you know, we'd share their name, their memory, and so we'll share some stuff. So first up, we got a post from Joe Volpini. And he said he remembers getting those Star Wars and He-Man figures under the tree for Christmas. So that was his.
Alvin,
yeah, it is. I never got any Star Wars figures. I'll be honest, I never got those.
I did. That's a good Christmas.
Yeah, like I said, me it was just
always too bad that they were
not in scale.
Yeah, you know, they were just too out of whack with each other. You know, but
because they probably could have mixed well if they had the same type of bodies.
Yeah, I mean, because you know, Attorney has humans and droids and all that other good stuff that Star Wars has as well, you know, the alien figures. They could have meshed well if they were kind of in scale with each other.
No, I agree. I think that's why I avoided. I mean, I just didn't collect Star Wars. I didn't collect G.I. Joe. They were just so out of scale for my He-Man stuff that I just never had the desire to get either of them. But I bet you Star Wars and G.I. Joe fans probably liked collecting things together.
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest with you. I've actually searched and checked and looked for Joe's in scale with at least the MOTUC collection. I wish I could get like a Storm Shadow to fight alongside Skeletor or He-Man, you know, whatever version you have of them is good or bad. But
well, there's a company, Super 7, I think is the site,
yeah,
where you can buy Masters of the Universe figures that look like the Star Wars figures from that era, where they've got
the reaction figures. Yes, they do have them out. They have two sets of them. The one set is just, we got it at San Diego Comic-Con last year, which was just solid colors, like Beastman's solid orange,
right.
Skeletor's solid purple. And then I believe it was near Comic-Con I got them, and I got them for a couple of my friends too. They were like dark shadow, like
The black and white.
Black and white
grayish.
Yeah, and
we're still waiting for the actual real colors of them, which I'm sure will be coming out soon.
Yeah, they're stringing us along.
Yeah, we'll those black and white ones you can order off their website right now, though, so people can still grab
That's
those.
Cool. Yeah, if you haven't gotten them, go there. And I believe they still have the muscles, too, there that you can get. If not there, I think Entertainment Earth. We're dropping a lot of names here.
Be a lot of cool Christmas presents under the tree. Give some more new memories for some new generation, hopefully.
That's correct, yeah.
All right, and from Alvin A. Temple. Well, this one's kind of cool because it kind of reminds me of something I related to. He said, waking up to find that Santa had brought brought him Castle Eternia, he said, and it was huge. He said, I was out for the day, played until I fell asleep in front of it, and he said, with his He-Man in his hand. So that's kind of that's a cool one because I can relate to getting Eternia for Christmas. So,
Again, that's something that you got. I know I didn't get it. Dirt. I don't know your story.
No, I never had Eternia.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten it a few years ago, but Joe's the expert on that, so that must have been a cool feeling getting that on Christmas morning, huh?
Yep, it was out of sight, and maybe we'll share ours later too. We have some cool memories, but yeah, definitely I can relate. Adam J. Gabbard, I hope I'm saying his name right. He said he remembers having his first vintage Battle Armor He-Man, so that was his. Mark Welgemond. I hope I said his name right. He said he remembered getting Dragon Walker or getting Dragon Walker for Christmas. Okay, and here we go. Here's Brian's best buddy, Tom Ace. He said, I got a Castle Grayskull for Christmas sometime in the mid-80s. He says, don't remember opening it really, but have a sweet home. He said he has a sweet home video of it, so maybe he'd actually share that with us sometime. It'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool, yeah.
Yeah. David Rosen, he said, Snake Mountain. He said, man, I sounded awesome on that microphone. And boy, that was awesome. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you both had that too and have to remember using that microphone and making your voice all strange.
Sure. I mean, that's the first thing I actually checked after Sandy, Hurricane Sandy, to see if it still worked. It survived 3 feet of water and actually still works.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about you, Dirt? Did you have Snake Mountain?
I never had Snake Mountain, but my next door neighbor did. He had Snake Mountain, but he didn't have Castle Grayskull. I had Castle Grayskull, but didn't have Snake Mountain. So that gave us the excuse to play with each other.
Right.
It ended up being more of our, you know, first karaoke machine more than anything else.
That's kind of cool. That's cool. But all right, now this one I'm gonna feel so bad because I know I might really butcher this man's name. I apologize. I think it's Oyvind Johannes Meisford. I hope I said your name right, buddy. I really do. He said he remembers unwrapping Blaster Hawk. Now, you know what's weird? You don't hear many people even talk about that one, and that's what I love. I loved Blaster Hawk. I love putting them discs in there, and just, man, those things would just fly from across the room, just zipping that with, like, a trigger gun. It's just kind of cool to hear. Did you get that?
I don't have that.
I never had that.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, even now... I mean, and Brian, I know you're diehard. I'm still collecting stuff. Get a Blaster Hawk, trust me. I mean, it's still cool to see the thing.
I had friends who had it. I just never did, yeah.
Yeah, that's the same with me. And now it's basically a space issue with me. I'm really running out of space. It's basically we move and buy a new house, so I got to put an extension on the attic. So it's coming sooner or later, basically. All right. So.
Okay. All right. Next one. Again, hope I say the name right. No Felipe Medina Molina. Well, response he said was, I never celebrated Christmas. My mom is Jehovah's Witnesses. So, but it was still, I told him I'd shout out. He never celebrated, but hey, at least I appreciate you posting either way. So
make up for lost time now.
Yeah, get on it. Yeah.
Yeah. You can still do it and have some fun. So, Yep. And all right.
Give yourself a big Christmas gift. I do it every year. I buy myself something. My wife drives her crazy. She don't understand it. But hey,
I do the same thing. Every year I get like a new tablet or a laptop. Or this year I got a new giant computer monitor. And my wife was just like, she goes, just go ahead and set it up. I'm not wrapping this thing, putting it under the tree. You went out and bought it for yourself. And I was like, yay, I get to open it early.
He got permission, man. Exactly. A happy wife is a happy life, you know?
All right. Gary Hess, he said, God Eternia, man. He said, I begged and pleaded for it, and my mom came through. I was so excited. I used to tape all my favorite Christmas specials on one tape. So Christmas morning, I put the tape on, unwrapped Eternia, and spent the morning putting it together, listening to Christmas specials while my mom got Christmas lunch prepared. Amazing time. So that sounds like a fun memory. So I appreciate that one, Gary. That one sounds fun.
Yeah, definitely does.
All right. Jimmy South. Jimmy South says, I remember feeling like I was going to pee my pants when I saw Eternia. That's pretty weird, isn't it? Then he jumped in and said, I also clearly remember Blast Attack. But that's pretty cool. I can relate to the feeling of wanting to pee your pants when you got Eternia. So
I'll tell you, that must have been a really cool feeling to see that thing underneath the Christmas tree, man. That must have been awesome. It's just, I'm looking at it now. And I don't even have the whole thing put together. I just have the main tower out. It's got to be an amazing feeling to fuck.
You know what's cool about it? What's cool is you don't see usually, like, you know, you sometimes go to groups and when you post a picture of an attorney, there's a lot of fans that say, what is that? Like, you know, they never got it. And they're He-Man fans. It doesn't mean they have to know every single vehicle playset that existed, but
they don't
have a clue what that was. And then the ones that do say, I never got it. And what's cool about this, now I'm starting to see so many people sharing the memories of Eternia. That's what I love. I'm just glad everybody's sharing this. It's like, wow, there are a lot of fans that got that. Just maybe they never really felt like talking about when they got that, I guess.
I think it's cool because when I finally got it, I got it complete without the mini comic. And I had no idea that they actually had ramps to connect them all.
Yeah.
I never saw that before because I don't know if it was just the angle the pictures people took or maybe they were missing it or whatever, but it's pretty cool that, I mean, I'm telling you, if you don't have that set, buy it because it is one of the coolest things to own. I mean, and it's practically in scale with the new figures as well. So, I mean, you'll have a good time with it.
And heck, I mean, even if they're worried about the price of like one giant, you know, lump sum to get the whole thing, heck, just do. I've seen a lot of people just piece part where they'll buy one piece at a time.
Oh, you definitely piece part it.
Yeah, and it sometimes ends up being a lot cheaper, so it can be done. You know, if they're just.
And I actually, I was piece parting one together, and then when I got the whole thing at once, you know, I sold mine in pieces, and I sold it pretty cheap. I mean, I think I sold the Snake Tower for like $35. The Grayskull Tower for like $35-$40. So I mean, you can find it out there cheap.
Yep. Definitely.
Get it for a good price.
All right. And speaking of Eternia, David Rudner, he says, opening Eternia, shipped by my Aunt Pam from New Jersey. He said the shipping costs as much as the playset.
I believe it.
That's a loving aunt right there. You know, doubled it up, but hey, he got it. So that is awesome.
How much going for actually back then?
I believe it was $89, you know, if it was slightly on sale, or $89.99.
That was a pretty expensive set for back then, actually.
Sure.
Yeah, but that was a pretty hefty price. And then actually, if you're shipping it, as you know, $100 too. You know, it's heavy, man. It's a heavy piece.
Exactly.
So
that's an awesome aunt. I never could picture anybody in, you know, my family outside parents ever getting me anything like that. So that's awesome. His aunt loves him.
But, gotta have her on the show one day.
Yeah, yeah.
And get on the good side, guys.
Exactly. Here's a cheap one, another one from Jimmy South. He jumped in just one more quick time. He said, I have another memory. He said, not Christmas, though. He said, a summertime memory. Made a huge mountain of sand. Yes, in the sandbox. Packed it with packed wet sand. Must have had like two foot tall, and I strategically dug tunnels for the figures to go from one side of the mountain to the other. It lasted a while too, until the rains came, he says, but it was cool. So I guess we can relate. You know, if it wasn't sand, I remember doing stuff with snow, so
I
had a pop.
Yeah, I remember just building mud dirt things in my backyard, trees. I had a grapevine that was like, you know, it's just beast man's jungle. It was awesome.
Yep.
It's great. It was great being a kid and having these toys. The imagination was endless.
And that's it. You just said it right there. Imagination. And obviously this was for kids, you know. So, I mean, that's what was awesome. I mean, just like you said, sometimes adults want to pick and talk about figures that don't belong or whatever. You got to remember, we were kids then. It was meant for kids. So just to see them enjoying things like that, that's what it's about. So, all right, we got Francis Comfort. He said he got Mosquito and Dragon Blaster Skeletor on one Christmas. He said he was stoked. Still remember that to this day. So that's what he had to say. Jim Bennett, he got Eternia from his grandma. He said, freak out excitement. Played inside the box for hours. So
just imagine how much fun he got outside the box.
right. All right. So thanks for sharing that, Jim. Paul Guyton, he said, I vividly remember getting Castle Grayskull for Christmas in 1983. I'm sure I was given some other Masters of the Universe items, but the castle definitely sticks out as my main memory. He said, fast forward 30 years, and I received the Masters of the Universe Classics Castle Grayskull. He said, I think even at 34 years old, I was just as excited. So that's awesome. Because we got that too. When we got Castle Grayskull.
Yeah.
You know, it did. It almost gave me the same, you know, kind of feeling. So it was cool.
Definitely. Yes. It actually brought the – I mean, I have a bad memory. I had a lot of fun in high school. So, I mean, whatever memories I can remember, it's pretty cool. I had a lot of fun in high school.
All right.
So it's kind of cool. Like I love how everybody remembers, because it helps me remember then too, you know, because like I said, I have a really bad memory. And it's – to remember this stuff, it's a great feeling, because it was such a great time back then. It was just a different time back then, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Isn't it true, though, that sometimes you're right, somebody can say something, and it does. It sparks something and unlocks something that maybe you just – I mean, obviously, yeah, you forgot about. And it's cool then. It ignites it. And then,
Oh, yeah.
So, and it's really what's weird cool. is – and just hearing their memories, it kind of makes you feel like you're a kid again a little bit. Just takes you back. So, but all right. Aiden Cross, he says, unwrapping my first ever Masters of the Universe figure – Merman on Christmas Day, 1984. Well, that's cool, Aiden. Thank you. Ryan LeMay, he just plain and simple, he says, when I got Eternia. So there's another Eternia fan. Awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
And the last from the page here was from Alex Arias. I hope I said your name right. He says, I remember this episode so vividly. I want my daughters to watch this and get the same enjoyment I did. I think maybe he was thinking about the cartoon. Possibly.
Probably,
maybe so.
Yeah,
that like was it. His. So awesome. Thank you, Alex. So that's one set of memories. And now you go ahead, Brian. What memories do you have from the Vintage Obscure page?
All right. Well, we got Tom here, and he's saying again, I got the Castle Grayskull for Christmas sometime in the mid-80s. Don't remember opening it, really, but have a sweet video of it. So that's pretty cool. We'd love to see it. We got Philip Lopez playing in the living room with all my toys spread out, having a huge battle between the good guys and bad guys. I mean, who hasn't done that?
Right, you know? Right.
We got Joshua Mead getting Castle Grayskull and Snake Mountain. That must have been a great Christmas morning. I mean,
wow, double cat. That is awesome.
Yeah, we got both play sets on both sides. Pretty cool. All
right.
We got Agnes McTaggart. When I got my Batman suit and race and chase scale tricks, then went to see my grand dressed as Batman.
it was
all right.
His granddad
or grandma, I guess. Yeah,
I got my Batman suit, and and again, I never had any Batman stuff. I don't even know what the race and chase Galatrix is. It sounds interesting, but
I think I think it was like one of those race tracks, if I can remember right. You know, with the cars.
Oh, okay.
Could be wrong. Racer.
The Batman suit sounds awesome, though. That had to have been cool as a kid, getting a Batman suit, dressing up as Batman, and then having your granddad or whatever dressed up as Batman suit. That was probably awesome.
Yeah,
that's
pretty cool. But then we have him later saying, he says, He-Man related, then it's got to be when I got He-Man Battle Cat box set, and the same for Skeletor and Panther. Think I got Grayskull the same year. So again, that's pretty cool getting, you know, a lot of the both sides at the same time.
Definitely.
What else do we got here? We got Blake Cabrera saying getting a Black Grizzlor. Pretty cool.
Isn't that strange? I think it was until, you know, when the internet came around, obviously, and stuff, and I started seeing people posting things. I never knew that there was a variant of Grizzlor that was, like you said, had the black face and... Was he slightly darker on the skin, or was there something else, or was it
just
the face?
Yeah, okay. Just the face behind the fur.
Okay.
Then you got me saying getting He-Man, Skeletor, and others with Grayskull. That was a great Christmas.
Okay.
And you have Tom telling me to shut up. And then you have David Cohen. My favorite MOTU Christmas memory is getting the Talon Fighter and Point Dread for Hanukkah.
Awesome. So we got a Hanukkah memory. That's great. That's good.
Yeah, but that wraps it up for me. Dirt, your turn.
All right. I am over on the all-encompassing page here. And before we get into the Christmas memories, there is
tell them about the picture.
The very first comment we have here on the picture is Tom Breisky. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yes.
I guess? He's asking, why is Orko on a stripper pole?
Okay, and just to explain that, I have a picture that I posted. It was from the cover of one of the UK magazines, where it has He-Man sitting down to Santa, She-Ra's around him, Cyclone, Sorceress, blah, blah, blah. And in the background, Skeletor looks like he's trapped in something that's wrapped.
Yeah.
It says, don't open till Christmas or whatever. And Orko's right by this one part of, like, it looks like kind of a ribbon. He's floating. He has his hand in there. But it looks like he's on a stripper pole. So Tom's
working it.
And
make it rain.
It is. So Tom and Orville both kind of said that and thought that it looked like he's on a stripper pole. So
okay,
it's
so
actually,
Tom
does look like a stripper pole.
It does. All right. Tom O'Callaghan says, I was 6 and got my Castle Grayskull Christmas morning. When I opened the castle, there was a She-Ra inside it. My mom knew how much I loved her, so made sure I got her with my castle.
That's pretty cool.
And Liam Curry replied and said, my mom used to do the same thing with figures as well. Such an awesome thing to happen as a kid. So apparently their parents would actually open the box and put figures in with the playset and then reseal the box and wrap it up. Did you guys ever have that happen?
No.
Hmm. No.
No, mine, I opened it, you know, from scratch. But yeah, I was wondering that too, because I was going to ask Tom. I wasn't sure. I was like, okay, now, did they, like you said, rewrap the box and, you know, hide the figure inside the castle? Or did they kind of like maybe just wrap up the castle in just itself, like took it out of there, set it up, wrapped it up? But either way, I guess that's kind of cool. But yeah, I never had, you know, mine already open beforehand, I guess.
There was once or twice that I found where the presents were hidden and opened them before Christmas myself, but
I've done that plenty of times.
Snake. Snake. Rotten anyway. Kids.
Story for another day. Let's see. Katie Cardi Haley. Mm-hmm. My favorite Masters of the Universe pop Christmas memory was getting the Fright Zone and some figures of my very own. Up until that point, I've been playing with my brother's figures, vehicles, and playsets. Then I brought them over to my grandmother's house and played with them on video. And she actually has a YouTube link, two YouTube links.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go to the All Encompassing group, you can go check out her home movies of
play. Yeah, and we're talking about the Facebook groups here, just
so you know.
These are all the Facebook groups that we all belong to that we're reading off of.
This is the He-Man, so. Masters of the Universe, She-Ra, New Adventures, All Encompassing, blah, 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 blah. It's too long for it to all fit on the Facebook page.
Hers was so cool. I mean, because I would give anything to have a video of me as a kid opening something like that. And
I wish, man. I wish.
It was just awesome because, I mean, you could just see just the joy in her eyes. I mean, of course, she tried to destroy her Fright Zone tree right off from the get-go. She tried to do that, having fun saying Grizzlore. But what cracked me up, I think, watching her in the video the most was, you know, she was setting everything up, but she couldn't get Hordak to stand. And you could see how irritated her face was. And you know how it is when you're a kid, and you can just see it in her eyes. She looked like she was ready to snap. And I think she took her bow, and boy, he standed up fine. But she went back to Grizzlore, and he wouldn't do it, just laid him down. Hordak couldn't do Hordak, just laid him right down.
Time for a nap, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was cool.
Yeah. Actually, now that you just said that, I do remember getting the Fright Zone with a whole bunch of the Horde in one Christmas as well.
Oh, wow.
I do remember that now. And I think my parents set up the Fright Zone for me. I mean, I think they took it out of the box and set it up for me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool. So you came down this morning.
It was ready. Yeah, ready to rock.
That's cool.
Because they used to get everything that, I don't know if I said it to you guys during the show or off the show. They used to get everything to like service merchandise or JCPenney's, like the Wish book.
Uh-huh.
So it didn't, like the figures never came on the card. They came in a box, like two figures per box.
Hmm.
So. The weapons were in bags, the guys were in bags, so you just open up the box and, you know, so basically they would always set everything up, I think, because there was no card to open or whatever. So they would already have everything set up for me. Yeah. You'd see the two packs sometimes on eBay once in a blue moon. There's a whole list of them. There's a bunch of them. I was thinking about collecting them, but there's just way too many of them, and there's a bunch of them that you never actually even see, like the He-Man. I forget who comes with He-Man. You never see that ever, so it's like a lost cause.
Okay.
But they're pretty cool. They're really cool. But you do see them. You do see them. They're out there. People do sell them.
All right. Orville Dunworth says, I can't remember the year, but I got the Battle Armor Skeletor and Screech gift set. I know I got more Masters of the Universe stuff, but my first Skeletor was definitely memorable. Probably the next year or two when Battle Bones was coming out, I remember I was dead set on getting him. I told every single store Santa I saw that I wanted him. I had to explain to every single one of them what he was. After my explanation, I informed them that if they were the real Santa, they wouldn't have to have it explained, nor would I have to remind him every time I saw him. Battle Bones was under the tree when I got up, minus the box. Even then, that disappointed me. But the next year, I told my parents to make sure Santa knew to leave the toys in their packages because I wanted proof that they were new. Man!
You imagine what those store Santas thought. I mean, what are these kids talking about? But
you know, I actually have some similar type of story. I wanted Batman number one, the comic book. And, you know, your parents ask you to write a list out and everything. So I did, and I wrote – the first thing I wrote was Batman number one. To test my, you know, because I kind of had a feeling Santa wasn't real or whatever. And my mom was like, I don't
think. Wait, hold on a second. What are you talking about? Santa isn't real.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't say that out loud.
He's real?
Do we need a little beep right there?
Yeah, you can beep that out. So I had like a similar type of story. Like I was like, well, if there's a real Santa Claus, then he'll be able to get me Batman number one. Because, you know, it's like $1 million comic book. And lo and behold, I never got it. But I got a whole bunch of other stuff in its place, I guess, you know. But Christmas will never be the same for me.
All right.
Well, I know that we've had that problem. My son, you know, of course, has Pokemon. Big for his age group. And so he'll, you know, be talking to someone and he'll say something like, oh, I want the Exer Genie card or something like that. I'm like, I have no idea what, like,
it's like an old language.
They look at me. I'm like, I don't know. It's, you know, like, wait, I don't know what these things are.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. It's funny when kids want, you know, like they don't know. But, that was my test to my parents to see if he was real or not. And
wow.
I never got my Batman, so my comic book.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you got to remember, Santa makes all his toys, so he can't give you a Batman number one because then he'd be making a fake collectible,
right? That's a reproduction.
Yeah, yeah, you can't ask Santa to make a reproduction of something that's worth that much money because then he's, you know, counterfeiting. And
I guess
we don't
right.
want Santa to be a counterfeiter,
a pirate.
It'll be put in prison, and then there's no more gifts for anybody, so you gotta lay off that stuff.
Although, I think I saw that movie on Lifetime one year, but Santa goes to prison for bootlegging toys.
Well, what are you watching Lifetime for?
Oh, hey, are there other channels on cable? Lifetime movies? What? All right. Let's see. Tom O'Callaghan posted again. My niece, who was a year younger than me, had a mirror opposite gift. She got the Crystal Castle with He-Man inside. It worked really well because she had almost all the She-Ra figures. I had loads of Masters of the Universe ones. So playdates were a great time for us to get access to the figures we were not really supposed to have, but still badly wanted. We were so cute. I remember bartering away Tongue Lasher for Peekaboo for the weekend. It was all the same to us. So that Christmas day, with her getting He-Man and Skeletor and me getting She-Ra and Catra, we set up a giant Eternia and Etheria with castles, flying horses, battle cats, battle ram, Rotom, Butterflyer, Wind Raider. Enchanta did battle for hours. None of our other toys got a look in. There were even bikes that only got love on Boxing Day. To top it off, Christmas special aired that afternoon. We were kiddie drunk on Power of Grayskull.
That is awesome. That's a big epic one. That's cool.
Let's see. Jax Diebel says Zodak, Masters of the Universe. He became my childhood best friend. Best Christmas ever.
Nice.
Wow. I don't know if I've found anybody who loves Zodak that much before.
Well, again, that's cool. We always see somebody with a different memory and something else. So I like that.
Craig Resta, when I was a kid, dad came to my house, had a huge box that was wrapped. As he's walking up my front steps, he's like, I'm having a hernia carrying Eternia.
Nice.
He put the whole playset together that morning, took 2 hours, but it was worth it. That was the best Christmas ever.
Look at, oh my God, that's something that you'd never forget. I'm having a hernia carrying Eternia. That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's see.
That will stick with you.
Peter Parker / Quill Quions. I have no idea how to pronounce this name. A lot of Q's in there. But anyway, he says, they always say the first impression can be the best. Mine was that Christmas year when Masters of the Universe Wave 1 was out. I got the entire collection of figures, Battle Cat, Vehicles, and Grayskull for Christmas, making it my first complete toy collection I ever got.
Wow.
Yeah, but then, of course, the next year it was ruined when they came out with more, right? But...
That's a big, epic. That's an epic Christmas there. Wow.
Gary Belisle says, Christmas 1985, waking up to a brand new Snake Mountain was great. There were all kinds of memories from the last 10 to 15 years that have faded with time. But this one from 30 years ago still seems vivid. I remember getting the box out of the trash. My parents didn't understand why I wanted the box. Even at 5 years old, I knew the art was awesome.
How cool is, you know, that memory I think almost all of us can relate to. Because that's like I said, you love that art as much as the figures. You don't see that with any toy lines now. They don't even give an effort. Nobody cares about the boxes, any of the carded figures. It's just garbage. But back then, that kind of epic art, I mean, we did. We tried to save it all. And you're right. I mean, the parents would probably think we were insane, but I know every one of us can relate to that with the art and the figures.
Yeah, they don't toys today, they don't go that extra mile, man, because it's like they're going to save themselves the money not doing all that cool stuff anymore. You know, mini comics, front art, back art. Just all the cool stuff that they used to do back then, it's all gone. It's like a forgotten art or memory. It's sad that what we had was like way before its time with this line.
Jason really Lord cool. says, Santa would bring me Masters of the Universe figures even after they stopped making them. My mom nice. Got them at the flea market.
Nice. That's really cool.
Kelly Varner actually started a thread. She posted a photo of herself in, looks like, pink footy pajamas. And she's got Castle Grayskull and Snake Mountain sitting there that she's playing with.
And Spidor in back of her maybe running away.
Oh, yeah. It is back there. cool. And then we've got just a couple other photos here. I'm trying to see here. Katie Cardi Haley posted a picture. She's in a Superman underoos, but holding a Princess of Power figure. Looks like Glimmer on that okay. one. And then another photo. Oh, with the Fright Zone in the box, but it's upside down. But yeah, all it's right. that awesome painting on the front of Battle Armor He-Man fighting the giant snake.
All right.
So that is cool.
Cool.
Let's see here. There's a post from this guy named Joe Amato saying, so many great memories.
I don't know who that is. Sounds like
gotta ban him from the group.
Yeah.
Paul Gilly, I'll always remember going downstairs on Christmas Day to find Castle Grayskull all set up for me and some figures open to display all over the place. My dad bought doubles. It was amazing. Wow. I was six and the best Christmas I ever had. I had so many Masters of the Universe toys to open. I'll cherish that memory forever.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I couldn't imagine. Could you imagine doubles, a set already open, then a set for you to open again for yourself or just keep them sealed, I guess, but wow.
That sounds to me like a dad that really wanted a set for himself.
Yeah.
You know, and a set for the kid, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Hall says, I remember one Christmas getting Snake Mountain, She-Ra, and Swiftwind. I think if She-Ra and Swiftwind was the only thing that got that Christmas, I'd still have been pleased. But the best memory of getting anything Masters of the Universe was my 10th birthday. I got Castle Grayskull, saw Prince Adam in the shops a couple of weeks before, but my mom said they couldn't get anything else to go with it. I opened it up on my birthday, and there was Adam sitting on Grayskull's throne.
Cool, Mom. That's
there
cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
David Corbridge says, my brother getting Spidor and me getting Mantisaur, and the epic fight my horde had with his evil warriors that Christmas morning.
Can only imagine.
Now that's cool. Again, figures or playsets that sometimes you don't hear nothing about, or vehicles. And I like hearing somebody, again, Spidor, and not many people mention Mantisaur. And just to have an evil battle, that's pretty cool.
Bruce Mitchell posted a photo of him in little blue sweatpants and a little blue it's like a Run DMC tracksuit, actually, he's wearing Christmas morning. And he's got the giant box for Eternia. You can still see little bits of wrapping paper taped to it. And it says, getting this bad boy for Christmas renewed my belief in Santa Claus that year.
There you go. Man.
It was cool to finally see somebody have a picture with them with Eternia. I'd love seeing that picture.
George Godoy says, Christmas Day, 1984, got Battle Armor, He-Man, and Skeletor.
Cool.
Brad Anton, getting Castle Grayskull was probably the single greatest moment of my childhood. That year I got the Dragon Walker, Cobra Khan, Mossman, Stinkor, Battle Cat, and Panthor. If I recall correctly, Snake Mountain the year after was another thing I'll never forget. I still have an old picture of me using the microphone for the first time that Christmas morning. Another year, I remember getting the Fright Zone and a bunch of Horde figures, like the entire first wave of them. It was awesome because they were kind of mysterious to me at the time. They never appeared on the He-Man cartoon, and I don't remember ever having seen an episode of She-Ra as a kid.
E-bad.
So I only knew bits and pieces about them. They were also freaky looking. I mean, come on, Mantana, Leech, Grizzlor, totally awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool one.
Yeah, it's You wonder sometimes what the production meeting was like. It's like, you know what kids like? Leeches. We need to make a figure that looks like a leech.
Weren't they supposed to be like the monsters, the Universal Studios monsters?
Exactly, yeah, like leeches, Creature from Black Lagoon, Grizzlor could be Wolfman. Yeah, I know what you mean. Hordak, Dracula.
Yeah. Basically, that's what I thought. And, you know, always read, you know, I think I read it years ago, but always thought that it's what they were supposed to be, like the Universal monsters.
Yeah, whether it was or wasn't, it's a good similarity either way.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Tom Breisky says, right when Masters of the Universe first came out, my grandfather took me to the toy store and bought me He-Man and Battle Cat and Beast Man. When Christmas came around, I went to my grandparents' house to open gifts. My sister had several, but there was one huge box for me. In the box was Castle Grayskull, Battle Ram, Wind Raider, and all the other figures of the first wave. It was awesome, and I remember being so excited.
That had to have been a huge-ass box.
Good Lord, had a kid attack right there. Ain't a heart attack. My God.
Kid attack.
What did you get for Christmas? I don't know. I think it's a refrigerator.
yeah, exactly.
A kegerator.
Oh, even better. Yeah.
I like this next one. Yeah, I like this next one. Go ahead with this one.
Will Edwards says, getting my Castle Grayskull play tent. It was freaking awesome, and it looked just like the castle, but freaking huge. It took up about 25% of our living room, and I loved it, but my mom didn't.
Again, you always envision, you'd love to, you know, have your own Castle Grayskull. And how many of us, when we were kids, would just take sheets and, you know, like put them around chairs all around the house? You know, I mean, you set up in the room and then you go under the tent like, you know, it's, you know, a little fortress. But to have that kind of thing, you feel like you're in Grayskull and you'd have your figures in there. I can relate to that.
Yeah, that is.
You ever had that, Brian? Did you have that tent when you were a kid too?
I don't believe it was the He-Man tent. I did have a tent though. I think it might have been Transformers.
Oh, okay.
I had the Transformers tent, and I think I had like the Thundercats tunnel. So I, you know,
the what? Now I'll be honest. I don't even know what that is. I never the Thundercats tunnel. Was that a tent too?
You know,
obviously,
the tunnel. It's one of those like those round things that it's like a spring. Yeah, they make them today too for kids, but it just had like lino on the outside of it and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Oh, I think I know what you kind of mean. I got you.
Like it didn't look like anything from Thundercats. It was just one of those things that you crawl through and it had Thundercats stuff on it. Yeah, right.
Just had like Thundercats symbol on it and Lino and I believe Mumra. But it's been so long. So, but no, I didn't have the He-Man one.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Will Edwards posted, also the greatest memory is a thought. I don't think English is his first language here, so I'm going to try to clean this up a little bit. The greatest memory, bought a whole bunch of figures from a store in America secondhand that a customer gave up in the UK. I have brought back with an insult to the store. And then finding out one of them was the period 17 man, which I eventually sold for $3.
Right?
To our great guy ambulance, a.k.a. Savage He-Man.
Okay.
I'm wondering if he used, like, machine translation, if it's typed something into, like, Google Translate, and this is the translation that came out. I'm trying to figure out what period 17 man is.
I'm gonna make the figure though. Period 17 man. I have don't have a clue, but I like it.
Most everybody else I've seen had better heads. Got one straight from the source or someone that I got from someone that used to live in the UK. So maybe it was a knockoff from the UK. Anyway, it was kind of cool that I had it. Someone else had it for $3, and I've still got my laser lights.
Awesome.
Go on tour though.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's cool to hear that people still held on to certain things. You know, even though they must have gotten rid of the whole collection. But one of my friends that I used to live on my old block, he always kept Ram Man for some odd reason. He was always on his desk. But people do just hold on to some.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, that's the end of the list from All Encompassing.
All right. Well, I guess we can shoot a couple of hours now. I was going to say, I won't say my attorney one again because I did that in a previous podcast, and I think people have heard that a million times about me and Eternia. But there was another one that was kind of cool. You know, of course, back then when Nintendo was out, you know, I remember having that, playing it at my friends all the time. It was fantastic. But just a few months after Nintendo came out, the Sega Master System came out. Now, not the Genesis, because I know some people just completely forget about the Master System. Right. And when you refer to Sega, I think of Genesis. But there was a Master System, and that was an 8-bit system that would compete with Nintendo. It didn't have all the big third-party support, so obviously it didn't have as many followers. And Nintendo already had such a user base that was so large, not many people, you know, knew of the Master System or wanted it. But I remember playing it at a Hills. They had that, like, a little kiosk where you can have a demo machine. And I was like, this thing looks cool. Because the graphics were brighter, better looking, and it was awesome. Like I said, I had Nintendo too, but this Sega looked great. So I remember telling my dad, I said, and he was asking what I wanted for Christmas. I said, I'd really like to get that Sega Master System. And he's like, well, he said, that's kind of pricey. I don't know if we'll be able to get it. I said, well, that's all I can think of. He was like, well, if you can think of other things, let me know. And I honestly couldn't. So I just said random stuff. So Christmas morning came, and of course there's clothes. Couple, like, you know, odds and ends toys here and there, but, you know, no Master System. And what's funny is this memory I'm sharing almost is reminiscent of Christmas Story movie with Ralphie and the Red Ryder BB gun. Well, after it was all done, you know how it is, parents can see a look in their kid's face that, so, did you like all your stuff? I said, yeah, I liked it. And he's like, sure enough, he said, you get everything? He's like, I said, well, yeah. And he said, what's that under the TV? And I said, what? And he said, under the TV. Now, what's cool is we had a TV, and it was on a stand. And for Christmas time, the stand was draped with a blanket. So it went all the way down. But under the stand, there was normally like this little elevated part. He's like, what is that? So I went over, and I lifted up the drape, and there was a big box. And I pulled out. I was like, you didn't. And I ripped it open, and there was the Sega Master System. Oh, my God. I started freaking out, screaming, just like the show.
It's
so cool because every time I see A Christmas Story and I see that moment with the Red Ryder BB gun, it just flashes every time of my memory, too, when I was a kid and he hid that Master System. He screwed with me. Parents love doing that. They love messing with you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I guess you didn't get it. And then, bam. So that was one cool memory I'll always remember, is getting that Sega Master System for Christmas.
That's pretty cool. I don't really have any stories like that, to be honest with you. Just when I got my drum set as a kid, that was pretty cool. That was probably the closest thing that my parents let me do. They had to deal with all the noise.
Did they try to wrap it in one gigantic box?
No. That would have been funny. No, I was just there. It was just all out. I was like super surprised, super happy. You know, I really didn't think they'd get me one. It was nothing special. It wasn't one of the expensive sets, but it was, you know, I didn't expect it anyway. I just expected a starter kit, and it was pretty cool to get. You know, like I said, they had to deal with all the noise all the time.
Oh yeah, and so. I bet you were banging that for a while.
Oh my God, for hours and hours, and
then they're probably like, "Why did we?" And I can imagine they were like, "Why did we get this for him?"
Yeah, right?
You know, exactly. You know, it's weird. And that's weird. Like how you said, things you don't expect. Because there was one other one that I forgot about. But again, as you said that, it made me remember one other one that was nuts. I remember we were opening all these gifts, and my dad kept saying, "Here, Joe, could you go throw this away in the garbage?" Sure. And I would always take the wrapping paper, throw it away. Mm-hmm. And he kept saying it so much with my brothers and sisters, and I didn't understand. He was getting so worried. He was like, "Joe, go throw this in the garbage. Look around at the garbage." I was like, "Okay." So I went and I threw it away, and I didn't get it. He was like, "Joe, Jesus, would you open your eyes when you go to that trash can?" I said, "I don't understand." I was like, "What am I doing?" And they said, "Look, by the trash can, by the table." And sitting there was a new bike. Now, here's the reason that you'd think, "Joe, are you absolutely blind?" The reason I noticed is I always had my old dirt bike sitting there, right by the table, by the trash. Well, he got a brand new one that, yes, I guess was sparkly. But you know how it is when you're a kid, you're just – it's tunnel vision. I'm not paying attention. Yeah. And I didn't expect a new bike because I had – literally, I rode that dirt bike into the dirt, if you will. I never thought about getting a new one, and that's why I guess I didn't pay attention. I never asked for it, but it was sitting right there, and they got – I mean, all of them are cracking up watching me go to that trash can like an idiot.
That's funny. Yeah, if you're not expecting something and you're just, you know, just doing stuff you usually do, you're not going to, you know, see something that you're really not expecting to see.
Right,
but that's
right.
That's pretty cool that it happened.
Yeah.
Especially unexpected.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, I was going to say, my Masters of the Universe Christmas was 83, and that was the year that I got Castle Grayskull, I got He-Man, I got Skeletor, I got Manny Faces. I got Ram Man. I got Trap Jaw, Triclops. You know, like all of those figures, all of the, that was, you know, everything I got that morning. And the thing was, I got Castle Grayskull, and then as soon as I want to open it and play with it, my dad's like, oh, assembly required. Hold on, I better put that together. And he basically shoves me out of the way and starts, like, piecing it together. And my sister's like, oh, there's a sheet of stickers. I need to put the stickers on, and muscles me further out of the way so that she can put the stickers on.
Down
there. So basically having fun with it before you.
Yeah, so I'm basically standing there going, well, I'd like to play with my new toy, but I can't. So I grab the box, actually, and I cut armholes out of the side of the Castle Grayskull box and a head hole, and I put it over my body, and I grabbed a couple other boxes. I got some, like, Hot Wheels play sets, and I used those as legs, and I took some other box and wrapped it in aluminum foil and put it on my head and just started walking around like a robot in these boxes while everyone was playing with my toys. And so the picture from Christmas morning, I don't think we have any pictures of the actual toys, but I have this old photograph of me in the Eternia box with this aluminum foil box head on, being a robot on Christmas morning. Walk.
That is psychotically awesome. I mean, you got that. You got to share that picture. We got to see that picture.
I've got it. I posted it on Facebook like 2 years ago. I've got it somewhere on my.
Find it again.
Oh, so it's still being your Facebook pics.
Yeah, it'll be somewhere in there. But I mean, I posted a million pictures on Facebook. So
okay, yeah, you got to repost that and find it. I got to see that. I got to see Boxman. That is
Boxman.
Cool.
Boxman.
Yeah, and of course,
there's a figure coming out.
The picture, my mom has one of those photo albums where it's like you had to lift up the plastic film and it was sticky and put the photo down.
Yeah.
So it's like what I have is I took a photo of it in the album. So it's like you can tell that there's a reflection on it and it's, you know, terrible. I need to someday actually extract it and scan it in. But I've got a, you know, bad picture I took from my cell phone on there.
That's awesome.
Still have it. That's cool.
So anyway, that was my Masters of the Universe Christmas. Was
awesome.
All that stuff.
Well, thanks to everyone that, you know, shared all your memories and stuff. It was a blast, you know, living through your kind of like eyes and moments and memories.
Sure really was. And brings back stuff for us as well.
Definitely.
Helps us remember, especially me. I don't know about you, but it definitely helps me remember. Live vicariously through our listeners.
Right. Okay, so what do you say? Wrap it up?
Yeah, we've gone about 45 minutes, I think, on this show. So.
All right, so you have Brian then just do the shout-outs to all the sponsors and stuff then?
Go for it, Brian.
All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot for listening to our Christmas special. Well, part one of our Christmas special. And check it out on 80smasters.com and as well as popculturenetwork.com. Would like to give a shout out and, you know, thanks to everybody who listens and responds to all the Facebook pages that we all belong to, and hope everybody has a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you on the next Christmas episode. So stay tuned.
And don't forget, if you want to hear more of Fans of Power, you can actually go to fansofpower.com.
There you go.
Okay. And have a powerful day.